Now, me di amam mikbecho makam. Since he says any place lot by 4 or 5, shema mina seifa koye lakula shema mina. Shema mina is going lakula, Reb Yehuda, and it's like this. In the ratio, when you're buying 4 or 5, then no matter where they are, even in the midbarius, you're allowed to buy them. But that the seifa said you're not allowed to buy 2, that's only when they're in the midbar. But 2 of them that are in Baisas, that are back at home, even that, then even 2, you're also allowed to buy off the raya. Yeah, now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara Mishnah says, V'loi mi shemrei peiris. You can't buy fruits or wood off the shemrim of peiris. Rav Zvid, the Gemara says, Rav Zovin Shabishto Me'arisei. Rav bought some chavili zmaras, or some stalks, off an oris, off a sharecropper, a person that works on the fields. So Amalai Abaya said to Rav, I bought Tanan. That's what some of the Girsa should be Rava, because he argues on Abaya, because Rav wouldn't be Abaya back to Rav. So first Girsa should be really Rava. That Rava is Zovin Shabishto Me'arisei. So Amalai Abaya said back like to Rava, for Tanan I learned in our Mishnah, for Loi Mishomrei Peiris, Eitzim Peiris. You can't buy from a Shomer, from a watcher of the fields, you can't buy a wood or Peiris. See, how come you bought this Shabishto, this wood, off the Yoros, off the Shomer? So Amalei, so Rav answered back, Hanimili, when does the Mishnah say it's also b'shoimer the less lay beguf of the Ayamidi? Only by stama watcher of the peiros, only stama watcher of the fruits that doesn't own anything, any share in the property in the peiros. Therefore, we have to be afraid. He's selling you like from the owner, so it's like gezela. Aval oris, but a sharecropper, the ist lay begavei, he owns part of the produce. A sharecropper of the pshat is that I work for you to take care of your field, and I get a third of the profit. Since he gets a third of the profit, the third of what grows, Ema, then you have a right to say, when he sells you something, Midinav Sheikho Mazvin, he's selling you from his own share. Therefore, Rabbah was allowed to buy the Shabishto from the Arisa. Tana Rabban, what's the price like this? Shemre Peirois is a person that watches the orchard is loichin mehen, you're allowed to buy from them fruits or something, kishen yoishrin or mechrin, when they're sitting down and selling, v'yasalin lifneim, and they have a lot of baskets. In other words, they're selling openly. V'yaturfini lifneim, and they have their scales in front of them. So that's like a real merchant, so then we believe that they're selling their own. But v'kulin shomru, any time when the salesman, when the shomer Paris tells us, hitmin, that means keep it quiet, don't tell anybody I'm selling it to you, then it's also. Then it's also to buy it. But then you have to be afraid, it's a gzela. Now, loichin mehen, mifta mi pesach hagina. You're allowed to buy from them from the opening of the gina of the garden. Avaloi miachuri hagina. But not in the back of the garden. Again, if they're selling it at the beginning, the opening of the garden, it's like open. So then they'll only sell it if they really have a right to, if it's their own. We're not afraid it's stolen goods. But if they sell it in the back of the garden, then we have to be afraid it's like a gazela. If my word like this, gazlon miyemosai muta litne semedu. If you know somebody is a gazlin, somebody stole some money, or stole things, now you want to buy something off him. So when are you allowed to buy off from him? Or else the gears of the rift should be ligvay semenu. When do you have a right to go and collect some money from him? In other words, when do you have a right to say it's not stolen goods that he's giving you? So Rav Oma Achitei Roiv Mishaloi. Until you know that Rove of his possessions, Rove of his money, really belongs to him. The money that he stole is only a miyat. So therefore we have a right to say the money that he gives you now is from the Roiv, from his own money. It's not Mom Hagozel. Even if only a small amount of the money really belongs to him, still, but if the amount of money that you're collecting from him is enough, is the amount of money that he himself really owns, then we have a right to say that the money he's giving you is from his own money. Now, I relay Rav Yehuda paskind li'ado daila. Rashi says, Ad is the shame of name of a man. Daila is a shamash to Rabbanan. Kedivra Yomer, he paskin really like Shmuel, that says, Afilu miyat shalai. Even if he only has a small amount of money, even though the majority of his money that he owns is still gezela stolen goods, you have a right to receive money from him, you have a right to say that the money he's giving you is from his own money. The other Gemara says, Mamin Amasar. What's going to be the money of a person that's a Masar? A Masar means he tells to the government or to Goyim about somebody else's property, and he causes the Goyim to take it away from you. So, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, it's a machlokes. Chadama one says, Mutali Avdoi. The money that a Masar owns, you let it destroy, you let it go, and just burn it up, destroy it. Biyad, even with your own hands. The Chadama one says, no. Osali Avdoi Biyad. You're not let it go and destroy it, to be a mad to destroy it with your own hands. What's the machlokes? Man diyama mutali avdoi biyad. The one that says you're allowed to destroy it with your own hands. What's the svara? Lo yehei memoinoi chomim megufoi. The svara is that this master's money should not be more strict than his own body. In other words, the loch is we're allowed to kill a master. Like Rashi brings down. To mutal abed gufoi biyadayim. Tikatoni, we learned the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Ha'aminen v'hamasarois. Maridin oisam labor v'loy malin. We're allowed to throw them down into the bor and not pick them up. That was the Gemara before with Rav Kana, that he was allowed to kill the person that was going to be a Masar. If you're telling upon other people's property to the Goyim, you have a right, we have a right to kill you. Says, so we have a right to kill you, so the Mammon also we have a right to take away from you. So therefore, you'd be allowed to be mazik to destroy his money also. Then the Gemara says, the man says, no, it's also liavadoi. And that's the way we pass, and you're not allowed to destroy his money, even though you can kill him, but you can't destroy his money, because Dilma Hevele Zarim Alya, maybe he'll have a good child, maybe he'll have a tzaddik for a child. Well, see, the Pasuk says in Eov, like Yochin, they'll be prepared, and the Pasuk really ends off of a tzaddik Yilbash. So he's saying to say is Yochin Rosha, that sometimes the Rosha will prepare the money for a tzaddik Yilbash, and the tzaddik will use it up. Zeros, even though the father is a Rosha, but maybe his child will be a tzaddik. So therefore, the money we can't destroy, because like this, maybe the son would yashin the money. Even though he allowed to kill the father, the Rosha, but he's not allowed to destroy his money. And the Gemara says, Rav Chizda, Hevilei Hu Arisa. Rav Chizda had a norris, had a sharecropper. He used to work on his field, and he was supposed to take a part of the share, part of the produce. Teve Tokil V'yoyiv, Tokil V'shokil. What this Oris did is he took half, 50% of the profit took for himself. Like he weighed 1 pound and gave it to Rav Chizda, and then he weighed another pound and took it for himself. And really he's taken more than he was supposed to, because a regular sharecropper only takes 1/3, and he was taking a half. So, Korah Nafshe, so Rav Chizda set upon himself, or the Pasuk in Mishnah that says, V'tzofon la'tzadik chel choyta. What's set aside for tzaddik, sometimes a choyta, a rosha, like takes it away. Like here, his own arvus was taken away, his own share. Mar says, and the Pasuk says, Ki matikvas chonef ki yiftso. Like what does the gazlan have a gain on the deal? Ki yeshel eloikai nafshoi. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu will take away his nefesh. Like what does the gazlan gain by stealing? Hashem will take away his nefesh. So it's a machlokes over here. Whose nefesh will Hashem take away? So Gemara says, Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda. Chadama one says, Nafsha the Nigzal. In other words, when you steal, it's like you take it away the Nigzal's nefesh. That's a terrible thing. The Chadama one says, the Pasuk means, Nafsha Shagazlan. That the Kodesh Baruch will take away the Gazlan. The Kodesh Baruch will kill the Gazlan. Now, man, the Yoma Nafsha Shanigzal, the one that says this Pasuk here, of Kimatikvas Chonef, Ki Yivtso. The one that says it goes on the Nigzol, it's like you're stealing the Nigzol's heart. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kein Orchois Kol Beitzeya Botza Es Nefesh Bol of Yikach. Like if you steal money, you are taking away the owner's heart. So that's this Pasuk, it's like you're killing the person, you're taking away his money, it's like you're killing him. Man the Yama, the one that says though, Nafsho Shagazlin, that the Pasuk means Hashem will kill the Gazlin, Tirsiv, the Pasuk says, also in Mishlei, Al Tigzol Dol, Ki Dalu, don't steal from a poor person because he's poor. Viatadaka Yoni, don't make it bad for Noni. Bashor, Ki Hashem, Yoriv Rivam, Hashem will fight back for them. Vikove es Kaveyem, Nofesh, like Hashem, like will take away, Rashi says, Gravel Nefesh, Gozlayim, like Hashem will take back their Nefesh. Zechur means to say that Hashem will take back the Gazlan, take away his nefesh, because you stole from the person. Now the Gemara is the kasha. What does one do with the other pasuk? But we dechnam yiksev nefesh bol of yikach. Like still the pasuk says, when you steal, it's like you're taking away the nefesh of the nigzal, the one that was stolen from.
So Mora says, no, my bolov the hashta. You know what the pasuk means? The owner of it right now. It means after you stole the money, the gazlin shenasach shav bailam, Rashi says. You're like the bailam of the mammon now. So he holds that Hashem will take away the gazlin. For the Gemara, but v'idachanam, even the one that says the gazlin, how the pasuk says, v'ksiv v'koves kaveyim nefesh. So, the one that says it's the nigzal, I hear it's mashma Hashem will take away the nefesh of the gazlin. So Mora says, my tam koma. My time the kove is kaveyim mishum the kove nefesh. Like how come Hashem will take revenge upon this gazlin because he stole the nefesh of the owner? In other words, when you steal from somebody, you're like killing the nigzal. Omer Reb Yechanan, kol ha'goizel es chaveir shava pruta. If somebody steals from his friend the shava pruta, you should know kilu noitel nishmosim imenu. It's like you're taking away his neshama. Shenema the pasuk says. You're like, Mamish taking away his nefesh. Another pasuk says, like eating up the tzir of the children. The pasuk says, mechames. Now you're eating up his children also. Then another pasuk says, mechames. That's a chamsin. That's if you take it, even though you pay for it, but you just grab it away. Mechames bnei Yehuda, asher shofchu dam noki biyatzam. That if they were killing people, it's considered like they killed somebody because they did this type of gzeilah of grabbing away their things, even though they paid for it. That's called the chamas. The yoyman, another pasuk says, "El shol v'yal beis hadomim al asher hei mitzas hagivoynim." That's considered like shol killed out the gevoynim. We'll soon see why. Because he stole from them. We'll soon see what the pshat is. So all these psukim are proofs that if you steal from somebody, it's like you kill them. Hadamura says, "My v'yomer, what do we need all these tzukim for?" V'chitema, maybe you'll tell me v'chitema. Nefesh di day, maybe it's only considered like you're stealing the nigzal's nefesh. Avo nefesh bon of b'nei sevloi, maybe the nefesh of his children know. So Mr. Gemara says, "Tor shema, come in, I'll bring you proof." The pasuk says, "Besar bon of b'nei sev." It's considered like eating up the basar of his children also. V'chitema, also maybe you'll tell me, hanemili, when is this said? Hechid el yoyev demei. Only when the gazlan does not pay for it. Aval hechid the yoyev demei, maybe when the gazlan is chamsim. He gives money, he grabs away your object, and then he pays you for it. So maybe there it's not so bad, maybe there it's not considered like you're killing the nigzal. Tashma, that we have another posik, mechomets b'nei Yehuda, sheshov chodam noki biyartzachim. And there was a chomets that's grabbing away somebody else's things. V'chitayim also, maybe you'll tell me, Hani, immediately when it is said, Hechi de kovid biyodayim, only when the gazlan goes with his hands and steals, maybe that is considered like you're stealing, you're killing the nigzal. Avol groma, but you only cause somebody else to have a loss. Maybe then it's not considered like you killed him. Tarshma, that's the last final proof, that the pasuk says about El Shol v'El Beis Hadomim, al asher hei mitzas ha-givoynim, that is considered as if Shol killed out the givoynim. Now the question is, where do we find any place that Shoal killed out the Gevoinim? Ella, what do we have to say? Since Shoal had killed out the city Noiv, the era of the Kahanim, because he held their Amoru B'malchus, they were trying to protect David. These Kahanim used to give water and food to the Gevoinim. So now that he killed out the Gevoinim had no food to eat. It's like Goram caused that they're like they should not receive any money, any food. So Malal of Akosav Kilo Horgon, the pasuk still considers it as if Shoal killed them out. So here we see, even though you're only a groma through by the Gzela, still is considered as if you killed the Nigzal. Now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Avoloichim in Hanoshim," but you let a boy from the ladies in Yehuda or in Pishton or Pishton a klitzemer. You know, let's see. The Mishnah like this. Turn around, but like this. Loichim in Hanoshim klitzemer Yehuda. You let a boy in Yehuda off the ladies' woolen clothing, because that was their business. So for sure, it belonged to them. It's not like they're stealing from the husbands. Ukli Pishton begolu. You could buy flax clothing in Golu. Also, that was their business. They're not stealing from the husbands. But you can't buy off the ladies not wine and not oil and not flour. The Rashi says, it's a derech for the men to sell these things and not for the ladies. So if you buy it off the lady, you have to be afraid that she's stealing it from her husband. V'loy minu avodim, he can't buy anything off a slave. The same thing, most probably he's stealing it from his owner. V'loy minu atinoik is not from any kids. Also the same thing, Mustama doesn't belong to them, you're just taking stolen goods. Abishulam Abishul says, Moicheres isha biyabo v'chamisha dinar. A wife is allowed to sell something that's only worth 4 or 5 dinarin if she says she needs the money, could they last her keep in Russia, like in order to buy like a covering for her head. So Rasha says, see if Vienna Baal Makbid, on this the husband is not Makbid. It's like she has a right to sell this much merchandise to get this much money. But again, the Mishnah says, the Kula and Shomru, Lahatim and Osir, any type of sale that takes place here, that the lady said, let's do it quietly, then we have to be afraid, really she's stealing from her husband now, and it's Osir to buy it off her. Now what new halacha is, that Gaboi Tzedoko, Loichin Mehen, Dova Muit. If a gabbai tzedakah, you're coming around to collect tzedakah, so when you come to collect from the wives, you can only collect a small amount of money. Because, avoloi davam ruba, but not a big thing. Because again, most probably the husband doesn't want her to give away something big. So she doesn't have rishus from her husband. So a small amount, minastam, is midas bailim, therefore it's muta. But if you take a big amount from her, that's also. V'habedodin, loichin mehem, zeisim b'midah. The Abedodim, Rashi says, Baal Beis Abad, that's the owner of the oil press. That presses them with the olive press. That presses out the olive to get the oil. She tagrin hain b'shemen, loichin min nesheim zesim. So, you let her buy off their wives, zesim olives, b'shemen b'midah, or else oil with exact measurement. So Rashi says, Koloima, derech mechira fehesia. You can buy it off their wives, openly, and derech mechira. And v'dav meruba, even a lot. Why, Rashi says, she can't sell so much like this and do it openly. But to do it b'tzina, then it would be yasa. So that's what it says here, v'abedodin, that means where the husbands own the olive press, so if you want to buy the oil or the olives off the wife, loichem mehem zeisim b'midah, v'shem b'midah, avoloi zeisim b'muit, v'shema b'muit, but not a little bit, just to buy a little bit off them. Again, we have to be afraid, maybe it was a stolen. You let a boy or olives off the wives b'moyed,
or else some of the girls from the side b'muit. You let even buy a small amount of them where b'glil ha'elyon. In this place, the glil ha'elyon. So Rashi says because over there the shemen was very expensive, and therefore the makbid even on the muit. So why you let her buy this off them? Because sometimes a person doesn't want to sell it himself, and he would let his wife sell it. So therefore here, you let her buy it off the wives. Bar says, Ravina came into the city, Bnei Mechuza. Is also Nashi the Bnei Mechuza. So the ladies of Bnei Mechuza came out. Rami Kamei, Kavle Vishiri. They threw him like he was a gabbai tzedakah, and they threw to him, Rashi says, Shasher Zov, like golden necklaces. And Kibu Binayim, he accepted it from them, for tzedakah. Omule Rabba Toysvol Ravina. So Rabba Toysvol says, that's Ravina. I've what Tanya learned before, that gabbai tzedakah, when you go to collect money, mekablin mehem davamuit. If you collect from the wives, you could only collect a small amount. Avaloy davamuit, you can't collect a lot of money. Because we have to be afraid, it's like Gazela, the husband doesn't give her permission. Omaleh, he answered back, Hani, these type of jewelries, these cheap things here, Livnei Mechuzah, Davamuot Ninu. For these rich people in Bnei Mechuzah, like Rashi says, Ashirim Haim, they were very wealthy, so these small golden necklaces does not mean too much for them. Therefore, it's called like a Davamuot, as if to say the husband is not Makbid on it, therefore you have a right to accept it for tzedakah. Now the Mishnah says, Muchin shehakoyves moitzei, the shreds of wool that the koyves, that's the washman, when he gives you wool to be washed, when he washes out the wool, the shreds that come out when he washes it is a rei elishaloi, he has a right to keep it. Like Rashi says, hakoyves moitzei mi beket sama dava muet, aide shtifa, vim balabayas makbet, if the balabas is not makbet, if we'd let him keep it. Fiha sirik. What about somebody that combs out the wool? Vasarik moitzi. What the comber takes out of the wool when he combs out the wool? Harei elu shebalabayis. That already belongs to the balabos. Because that's a lot.
And therefore, since there's a lot of wool that comes out when you comb it on the comb, therefore that the Baal HaBos is makbid on it belongs to him. Now, koyveis, a washman, noito gimel chutim. If three chutim, three strings, come out when he's cleaning it, vein shaloi, he's allowed to keep this. Three strings he's allowed to keep. Yes, and mikana reel shabal habayis. If more than three strings come out when he cleans it, then it goes to the Baal HaBos. The Rashi says, Shadova, you know, Rashi says also, Anakoyv is noito gimel chutim, miderech oroge big disemos of derech, the people that used to weave woolen clothing, Shloisha chutin mimin achar, Pesaifa begad used to put three strings of different type at the end of the begad. Viakoyv is noitlin, and the washman will take it off then. He would like make it a finishing touch, and he would make it look nice. So the kids of these three strings, he's allowed to keep. But if there's more than three strings, that's a double choshev ready, then it belongs to the Baal HaBos. Let's say it was black strings upon white strings. In other words, the beged was a white beged, and on the bottom there were a lot of black strings. Rashi says, "Shorg bebeged loven rishur lit lakoil v'shashochem magunu es aloven." So then, Mishnah says, "Not less akoil." Then he could take all of it, even though there are four or five strings. But black strings do not look nice in the white wool. Therefore, you have right to keep them all. Vein shalai, they belong to you. Now hachayit the yotela sheshayires achut could they lift a boy if he left over strings that's enough to sew with, or else umatlis. Shehi gimel agimel, or left over a patch of material that's three etzboyes, three fingers by three fingers, hareel shebal habayis, still belongs to the Baal HaBos. But less than that, then the chayit has the right to keep. In other words, well, you were the tailor here for Baal HaBos, he gave you the material. So it depends how much is left over. If a full string is left over, then you have to return it back to the Baal HaBos. The same thing with a patch of cloth that 3x3 is left over, also you have to return it to the Baal HaBos. Now, Mashahachorash Moitzi B'matzad Harela Shaloi. Mashahachorash, that's a carpenter. When you're cutting down wood, so the small pieces of wood that come out when you use the matzad, we'll soon see it's a small type of a sword, that belongs to the carpenter, he has a right to keep it. Uvichshil Shabal HaBayis, that's a bigger type of a sword, and there bigger chips come off, so there we say it belongs to the Baal HaBos. Let's say this carpenter was sawing the wood in the Baal HaBos' house, then even the small pieces that fall off, the small sawdust, still it's a sword the Baal HaBos himself wants to use it. Therefore, this workman cannot keep it, but rather he has to leave it all by the Baal HaBos. Alright, turn over. Yes. Now the Gemara says like this. Turn around, boy, and look at the bright like this. Loichin muchin, you let boy the shreds of the wool. Loichin muchin min hakoivis, from the washman. Mithnei shen shaloi, like it says in the Mishnah, since he's allowed to keep it for himself. So the shreds you let boy off him. Now hakoivis noitel shnei chutim helyonim. The koivis, the washman, is allowed to take the top two chutim. The ain shaloi, they belong to him. But